Welcome to the HPCC Systems Podcast, your resource for gaining insight into the latest big data trends, hearing innovative ideas from the industry's thought leaders, and learning firsthand knowledge from our team of experts who manage and deploy HPCC Systems, a proven, data-intensive supercomputing platform designed for the enterprise to process and solve big data analytical problems. For more information, go to hpccsystems.com.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Christina Grammatico from the HPCC Systems team at LexisNexis, and I'm here today with Jill Luber. She's our Senior Architect of Linking, Scoring, and Analytics. And today we're going to talk about three most common pain points for developers that Jill has identified. But before we start, let's get to know Jill a little bit better. Jill, you've been in the industry for a couple years now. Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
Sure, absolutely. I started with LexisNexis over 10 years ago, and I started in data fabrication. At the time, our data was small compared to today, and we were dealing in the gigabytes and really looking for the most efficient ETL tools. And as our data grew, we're now into the petabytes, and 10 years later here, I've moved out of data fabrication and entered into the linking and analytics department.
Excellent. I think that background has allowed you to see a lot of trends in the space for our developers. So you've identified the three most common pain points for developers. Can you tell us about the first pain point?
Sure. The first pain point that I've seen is a need for speed. And developers really care about speed because any data warehousing project, really the common goal is real-time updates. And what we've actually found is real-time updates are actually not achievable. They're either the tools don't exist or they're so costly that the cost outweighs the benefit.
Excellent. And I'm sure there's all kinds of solutions in the marketplace. What kind of challenges have you seen with the solutions out there that exist?
So due to the long processing time of typical ETL tools, you can't achieve the real-time update, so you really go for that near-time update. And usually we go with a batch update, so you process your data during the day, you do batch updates at night, and the problem being sometimes you have to take the system offline to do these batched updates because your processing time took so long during the day.
Excellent. And how did LexisNexis solve the problem of the need for speed?
So in our years of experience, one way we have tackled the speed problem is we've used a distributed system for faster processing. Now, what I mean by distributed system is we actually have a platform that is a distributed platform over several servers that work together in parallel on a single piece of logical data. At Lexis, we use the HPCC platform to resolve the speed issue. To give you an example of how our system compares to others, we did a test with a 100 gigabyte sort, and the HPCC on four servers was 25% faster than a 20-node Hadoop cluster.
Great. That's an interesting point about the need for speed in the real-time updates and the near-real uptime updates and using a distributed platform. What is the second pain point that you've seen in the marketplace for developers?
I would say the second pain point is around maintainability of the development cycle and the production cycle.
And for developers, why is this painful? What are some pain points around the development and production cycle?
One of the biggest ones is what I would call lag time between development and your testing cycle. And this is usually due to the lack of scalability of current tools. And this lack of scalability means you have to test on your large-scale data. And that, again, we're back to that long processing time. So you develop for a long time, you process for a long time, and then finally you see the results. Usually this means developers are less productive and less innovative.
That can be really challenging for organizations. So what are the solutions that you've seen out there that work that address this challenge?
To solve the problem here, Lexis, and this is beyond our company, one of the best approaches is an iterative approach. So you develop a small amount and you test a small amount. And usually that's something like a unit testing. Now, the reason unit testing is difficult with most ETL tools is that your code is not scalable. So if you've tested on a small amount of code, when you graduate into the large amount, a small amount of data, and you graduate to a large amount of data, you need to make adjustments to your code to accommodate the big data. With an HPC system, our solution is very scalable. So even from that unit test to the large to the full scale test, you don't need to change your code. But more importantly, even as your data grows organically over time, your code never has to change. The system is scalable at the platform level and will expand horizontally so that your infrastructure can remain the same.
That sounds like the scalability issue is kind of the key to moving the production and development cycle forward. So, Jill, what is the third pain point that you've identified for developers?
The third pain point is really around simplicity. And simplicity is important. It feels like an obvious reason, but the easier a language is to master, the harder it is to get it wrong. And we've seen a lot of challenges with simplicity with some of the third-party tools, ETL tools that are out there.
That's kind of interesting. What are some of the benefits and drawbacks that you've seen of these third-party tools?
Usually in the ETL world, you have two schools of thought on your platforms. You've got the graphical interface, and you've got more the code-based MapReduce interface. In a graphical interface, the programmer is very simple. It's graphical. You can drag and drop boxes and components to perform the functions that you want to perform on the data. Now, however, when that happens, you're really losing control of how the platform performs actions on your data. So in that case, it's really hard to tell the system what your data is like and how it's going to perform. Now, in the alternate, the MapReduce code-based solution, you have a lot of control. You get to tell the system exactly where to put the data, what servers to use, how to communicate. But unfortunately, with all that comes a lot of complication, and so you've lost your simplicity with that solution.
What kind of solutions have you seen to this? How has LexisNexis solved this problem?
To solve the problem of simplicity, the HPC system that we use uses a language called ECL. The ECL language is actually server agnostic. So the programmer doesn't have to know the low-level server communications. That is all built in. However, the programmer can tell the system characteristics about the data, how to process it, which way would be most efficient, specificities of data, and even field populations of data that would make processing much more efficient.
Excellent. And given all your work, what do you see coming up next? What would you advise our audience to think about for the future?
So for the future, we've got a lot of concentration on big data. Big data has been very popular for the last recent years. And now that I think we've in the market, we've got a handle on it and we have tools to handle big data, the next question is, what do we do with the big data? Analytics is one of the things that keeps popping up. Analytics can be applied to internal data, customer-level data, product data, like at your consumer level. New models are coming out. How are your products performing? Which consumers should you be marketing to? And so on. These are definitely analytics on this very large amounts of data points that were unachievable in recent past.
Those are good points. And what would your recommendations be for developers today looking for a big data solution?
If you're looking for a big data solution, especially in the world of analytics, I think choosing the right platform is key. You really want the right mix of speed and simplicity. You want the capability to derive results not only at the gigabyte level, but also on the terabyte level, and your code really needs to scale. Not much maintenance needed there. And then the third point I would make is you want to be able to perform those near-time updates with your ETL, and what your near-time gives you is your analytics that you're deriving are actually very reliable. They're as reliable as possible in that near-time update.
Excellent. Thanks, Jill. And that concludes our talk for today with Jill Luber from LexisNexis, the Senior Architect of Linking, Scoring, and Analytics. And I'm your host and moderator, Christina Grammatico. Thank you, everyone.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the HPCC Systems Podcast. You can find this podcast along with other information on our website at hpccsystems.com. Also, be sure to join our LinkedIn group, follow us on Twitter and our other social media channels to hear about our latest news, product updates, and events. Just go to hpccsystems.com/connect. Until next time, take care and best of luck with your big data initiatives.